Eating for England, The Delights and Eccentricities of the British at Table. Written and read by Nigel Slater. New York, late autumn, and I've just taken the short walk from Central Park to Carnegie Hall, where I'm being interviewed for a radio show. It's a bright, invigoratingly breezy day, and I'm feeling confident. I know what I'm to be interviewed about, and I'm pretty sure of my ground, and even remain unfazed when, at the last minute, I find that the interview is going out live. As I say, I know my ground. And then comes the question, the one I wasn't prepared for, the one where I'm asked to describe British food to the listeners. Do I tell them about the meltingly tender lamb from North Ronaldsay, the famous apple hat pudding with its tender suet crust, or the northern tea cake known as the Fat Rascal? Do I have time to infuse about the joys of medlar jelly, damson gin, and the unpasteurised cheeses made down long, leafy lanes in Dorset, Devon and Dumfries? Perhaps I should wax eloquent about Wiltshire bacon, sherry trifle, Christmas pudding, or steak and kidney pie with its crumbly pastry and dark, savoury filling. Will there be time to get in name checks for Scottish heather honey, toasted tea cakes, gooseberry fool and caerphilly cheese? And will they let me squeeze in the glory that is decent haggis, Welsh rarebit, or a Cornish pasty? Or do I tell them the truth, that for every Brit eating our legendary roast beef and jam roly-poly, there are a million more tucking into Thai green curry and pepperoni pizza? That more people probably eat chocolate brownies than apple crumble and custard, and it's now easier to find decent sushi than really good roast beef? Should I mention, too, that despite our love of all that is local, fresh...